We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Allo, and we are lucky right now to be joined on the SDCCU fan hotline by one of the great swing coaches on the PGA Tour, also Tiger Woods' former swing coach, Hank Haney. Hank, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very good. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, guys.
We certainly appreciate having you on. Obviously, Tiger Woods wins a Masters yesterday. One of the best sports stories I think people are going to remember. What was your takeaway from the weekend watching Tiger shape balls?
Well, I mean, that was the key. He could hit it both ways, hitting it up and down. You know, I saw him hit off that first tee on Monday, hit a little fade. And he hit a great iron shot in there, and he drew it off the second tee. And I thought, wow, you know, I mean, he's got something if he can keep it going, and he did. And then, you know, it turned into, well, one of the best stories in sports for sure.
He looked so calm the entire day. It was almost as if he had been waiting 10 years for this day. And in a lot of ways, he was waiting 10 years for this day. How low did he get in terms of his ability to hit a golf ball, and how far back did he have to come to get to where he was yesterday?
He came a long way, because, you know, people would always talk about his mental game and his, you know, how he intimidated people. When he intimidated people, he was the best by a mile, by a country mile. And then all of a sudden, you know, his ball striking was not very good. I mean, when you're 176th in greens and regulation on the PGA Tour, you're not intimidating anybody. But when you're first, you know, by forever, then you are. And that's where he's got it back to. He finished first in greens and regulation at the Masters. They have a statistic that measures how you do against the field, strokes gained against the field with your approach shots, which are your iron shots. He was number one in that category. And, you know, when you hit it like that, then it's a little different when you're talking about Tiger Woods, and that's how he always used to hit it. You know, to me, he had such an advantage over every other player. And, you know, people would say, well, you know, he's not going to win again. As soon as I saw his swing, you know, like 17 months ago, I said he's going to win again, and he'll win another major, because you just don't forget how to be the great competitor that he is. He has such a wealth of experience, and when the golf swing is there like it was this week, you know, there's no reason why he can't do it. And, you know, he patiently waited for his opportunities and, you know, kind of waiting for everybody else to struggle, and that's what happened.
PGA Swing Coach Hank Haney joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Hank, tell us, I mean, clearly it's a difficult task to win a Masters, but at the age of 43, tell us how difficult that is, you know, winning a major at that age, that with that difficulty.
Well, I mean, Jack Nicklaus won at Augusta at 46 years old, but I mean, you don't see those kind of things happen. I mean, a 43-year-old or 46-year-old professional athlete, but Tiger's an old 43. I mean, he's had, you know, four back surgeries or five back surgeries, four knee operations. He's been doing this forever. I mean, I think it's an incredible feat what he did, but at major championships and especially at Augusta, experience is such an important factor, and Tiger has more experience than anybody at Augusta. I mean, he's won there five times now. Just all the little nuances, understanding the wind, understanding that you just have to be patient, and he talked about that after he got done. I mean, those are the advantages that he has. So as you get older, you know, you would think you get wiser, and it certainly helped him this week.
You know, Hank, he said afterwards that even he thought at times he would never get back to this point, and maybe to a certain extent he was even amazed that he won another Masters. But in the real sense of it, I'm assuming that the competitor to Tiger Woods has never completely gave up on Tiger Woods. I just have that feeling, not knowing him like you do, but just assuming that his competitive fire never completely went out.
Well, I mean, all he had to do was get back to where he could swing. I mean, once he got back to where he could swing and hit the ball, then, you know, the rest is still going to be there in my mind. So that was the only question. And I'm sure, you know, he had incredibly dark days when he couldn't even, you know, walk to the bathroom. I mean, you don't feel like you're going to – now all of a sudden you're going to play the PGA Tour. And it's a little more physical than people think. I mean, just the hills at Augusta are unbelievable. But hitting shots off of different lies and, you know, all the training he's done and what he has to do to just get ready now, you know, all the exercising and the stretching and working out that he has to do just to get ready to play. I mean, it's a huge commitment, but he likes that. I mean, honestly, he loves the challenge. He loves the higher the mountain, the more it you know, really enthuses him. And, you know, I thought that if he could just get his swing where he could swing without pain, I thought, you know what, he'll win again. I mean, I understand all these guys are good now and everybody talks about how great all these young players are. But honestly, I mean, there's none of them that are close to what Tiger Woods was. And you know, yesterday they weren't where he is now.
Hank, you know, for a long time we've watched Tiger, the competitor, the fierceness he always had on the court, on the course. But it seems though, as of lately, you know, we started to see a guy who seems to be enjoying himself a little bit more on the course, especially with whoever he's grouped with. How have you seen the change in Tiger just from watching him play?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good observation. I mean, he definitely seems to be having more fun, engaging with the guys he's playing with more. I think the times that he spent being the assistant captain or whatever he was for the President's Cup and the Ryder Cup, he's going to be the captain for the President's Cup this year. He'll be the playing captain now for sure. But I think those things have helped him, you know, kind of connect with all the guys. He's given them a little bit of advice here and there, which is something that he would have never done earlier in his career. So he's changed in that regard. Although Justin Thomas said he's been a little less forthcoming lately. Now as he's getting more competitive and he realizes, you know, hey, I want to win this thing, he's not talking quite as much to these guys. But I think it's good. And he looks good. It's just great to see Tiger smiling. He would always get excited when he won a major, but I've never seen him excited like he was yesterday.
Yeah, that was something different. Hank Haney, the great PGA Tour swing coach, joining us here on 97.3 The Fan. Hank, I have to admit, or tell a little story. I met Tiger Woods when he was 8 years old, and he was playing in the Junior World Championship here in San Diego, and he was winning, I think, by about 37 strokes. And I don't know, I kind of got a feeling I was in the presence of greatness even when he was 8 years old. It's something special. Can you just take us back? When you first met Tiger Woods, was there any sense in your mind that you could be working with one of the all-time great athletes?
No, I mean, I've known Tiger since he was a young junior golfer, too. And there's no doubt that he's you know, special and was special way back then. I mean, you can just tell when somebody's different. And, you know, he's different in many ways, but, you know, greatness is different. And you just know that he's got something special. There's never going to be another golfer like Tiger Woods. I mean, there just isn't. I mean, the game's changed a lot. It's a different game now than it used to be. The players are a lot closer bunched together. There'll never be another Tiger Woods.
Well, Hank, we certainly appreciate your time, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you a few more times if he wins a few more majors here.
my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, thank you. Hey, that was Hank Haney joining us there on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Reader Poll daily at sdccu.com/nominate. San Diego County Credit Union, it's not big banking, it's better.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.